Oh, this is horrible.
Great. Let's hear it.
I was in the military for a couple years, and we caught our NCO. He was always kicked back in a chair drinking coffee. So, like, four of us grabbed a hold of him, and we duct taped him to the chair. I mean, just wrapped the tape around him, and we taped his coffee cup to his hand. And we propped him up against the fire truck. And the captain comes out, and he's like, what the hell? And, you know, he's in this chair. These horrible pranks went back and forth between, like, four of us for months while we were deployed. I came back from the gym, and my footlocker, my cot, everything that I owned that was in the tent was hanging from the rafters.
Wow.
I couldn't get into it. It was all hanging from the rafters. They had gotten with some of the other people on the camp, and they hung everything from the rafters, and I couldn't even get it down. I'm just like, what the...
Well, that's some dedicated pranking there.
This went on for months, probably the whole time we were deployed. You never knew who was going to get hit or who was doing it.
Nice.
It was great. But yeah, the worst was coming home and finding everything I owned from the rafters.
How high up were the rafters?
It was in a tent, so they were probably 7-8 foot tall.
Okay, it was just tied up high enough that you couldn't
reach it. High enough that the guys could do it,
yeah.
But I couldn't. I'm only 5'2". So it was tall enough that they could all do it and laugh at me, and I could just stand there and look at it.
Nice.
We duct taped one guy to his cot and threw him outside.
Well, how do you get away with this duct taping people? Like, are they sleeping and you just do it real quick or something, or someone holds them down?
Well, if you have four or five of you doing it, I mean, what are they going to do, fight you? You know, so we taped him to his cot. We stood him up outside in the middle of the street. It was hilarious. Nobody ever knew what was going to come out of the fire department because it was always something strange.
Nice. Well, nicely done.
Yes, it was great.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Stukes in the Morning, you got a story about messing with coworkers?
I'm in the Army and I was in Germany. And my squad leader, we used to play pranks on each other back and forth, the squad and him. It was kind of a little war we had going on. And one time he drove this very small car. We took it and put it on wooden blocks just high enough to where the tires wouldn't touch the ground.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't tell. And he got in it one day and tried to drive off, and he couldn't go nowhere, and we all just left him there to get it off for himself.
Jeez.
And then we did kind of the same lines as the other day, so we filled it with styrofoam peanuts, and then we picked it up with a forklift and moved it to the other side of the building and built a car out of cardboard and looked like it covered his car, and we painted it. And he thought his car was covered in cardboard. He was trying to rip off the cardboard just to find that his car wasn't there.
Oh, man.
And then walked around the building and found it full of styrofoam peanuts.
Jeez, man. I wish I had some more time on my hands so I could do some creative stuff like this.
I'm really glad you don't.
Nicely done, man.